The summer travel season is about to begin, and many Americans will have to factor into their plans airline delays, cancellations, and frustrations. One in four flights was delayed last year, and this summer promises more of the same. Here, passengers at Washington National Airport share their troubles.
I'm Michael. I'm from Arlington. I just moved here. I don't know if I'm going to get in trouble for this. I'm supposed to be going to Pittsburgh for a company interview, and I keep getting bumped, and I'm not going to make the interview, and I can't get in touch with anybody to let them know.
My name is Lewis. I'm from Tampa. Well, how about this? Getting bumped up two flights for overcapacity, and then boarding a plane, the plane that was broken, at 12:30 in the morning, getting home at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Rena Koopman, Boston, Massachusetts. It's very frustrating. Sometimes it's faster to go to New York in the car than it is to fly, actually.
The man President Bush has chosen to try to fix it is Norman Mineta, a name not immediately familiar to many of those who stand to benefit.
Vance Garnett, Washington, D.C. Norman Mineta. Let's see, I save baseball cards. I think I have one from him when he played with the Philadelphia Phillies.
Actually, Transportation Secretary Norman Mineta has spent 34 years in public service. He was city councilman, then mayor of San Jose, California. He spent 20 years in the U.S. House. When President Clinton named him Commerce Secretary, the man who was forced along with his family into Japanese internment camps during World War II became the first Asian Pacific American in the cabinet. At President Bush's request, the lifelong Democrat moved a few chairs around the cabinet table to lead the Transportation Department. Mineta says his priorities are increasing safety and reducing congestion along the nation's roads, rails, waterways, and skies. He admits his biggest challenge is snarled air travel.
A great deal of my time is really spent on the whole issue of capacity building, and that can take any number of forms. Management, labor issues, airports, air traffic control, airlines, whatever. But congestion is really the gap between the demand for transportation services and the capacity of the infrastructure to meet that demand.
What are you going to do about airlines? All the delays?
Bob, do you have another question you'd like to ask? It's a question of concrete.
More runways, you mean?
Yes, more runways or more airports. But going back basically to aviation, you've got air traffic control, you've got airports, and you've got airlines. And those are really the sun, the moon, the earth of our aviation galaxy system, but they're not in alignment. It's sort of like a family. It's a dysfunctional family, and there's no real coordination or matching of the resources of air traffic control to airport to airline. And I've said to everybody, quit finger pointing. Let's sit down and try to come to some kind of conclusion on these issues. So if we can get what we call collaborative decision making between the air traffic controllers and the airlines, we think that there will be a smoother working of the total system. What we really need because of this congestion issue is more concrete, more runways, more airports. Airports take 20 to 25 years. Runways take anywhere from 7 to 10 years. So those are really long-term solutions, and our problems are really spring and summer of 2001, and maybe my long range right now is 6 months out. The president has fully funded highway and transit programs. He has fully funded aviation programs. So as far as our budget, I'm pleased with what we have.
So you're not asking Congress to put some more in there?
I will ask for Coast Guard, and I've asked the president, I haven't asked Congress directly, if there is going to be a supplemental appropriations bill, keep the Coast Guard in mind, because the Coast Guard is the fifth uniformed service with the Air Force, Army, Navy, and the Marine Corps. The problem is that from a budgetary perspective, these four uniformed services are under the Department of Defense budget, and the Coast Guard is under the Department of Transportation budget. The DOD budget gets increased to take care of pay and entitlements, but the transportation budget does not.
What's it like being the only Democrat in a Republican cabinet?
Robert, I think I get more chided for being a Californian among Texans more than I get singled out as a Democrat among all the Republicans. But it's a great working relationship. I have no sense of my being a Democrat as we're sitting at the cabinet meeting or any of the task forces or one-on-one with the president. In terms of the working relationship, it's just outstanding.
And no Republican jokes that you don't get?
No, you know, you stay away from those. I think the same thing with, you know, there are very few, if any, Democratic jokes that are that are directed at me.
Do Democrats call you up and say, hey, can you reason with these guys? Can you get this point of view across?
I've had very little of that. From the time I got the call from both the vice president-elect and from the chief of staff designate, Andy Card, that weekend of December 30-31 and January 1, I probably talked to 90 to 100 people. And the first person I called after I got the call from them was President Clinton. And he said, my inclination, Norm, is that you should do this. Vice President said, Norm, I want to encourage you to do this. You have my total blessing.
Vice President Gore.
And Vice President Gore. He said, I'm still chafing from the experience, but I really think that that's behind us. We've got to move on out, and this would really help in healing the wounds. And he said, I would encourage you to do this. I talked to Bill Cohen, who is the lone Republican on the Democratic administration. And Bill said, Norm, this was the most magnificent experience I've ever had.
But don't matters come up on policy that you had very strong feelings about as a member of Congress or as Secretary of Commerce in the Clinton administration?
Yes, but I am now staff to the President of the United States, and I'm a team player. I think, you know, that's one of the probably the toughest part as mayor when Bob Edwards comes up and thrusts the microphone under your nose and asks a question, you answer it. As a member of Congress, Bob Edwards comes up and thrusts a microphone under your nose, you answer the questions. Now, I'm not a free agent in that. The discussion around the table is a full and open one. And, you know, the votes may be 12 to 1, but, you know, president makes his decision and you go on.
But I remember promises of bipartisanship after the election. Turns out you're it.
Well, I think the president has done a lot, just his personal demeanor. I've seen him in meetings dealing with Democrats and Republicans, and I feel that he's really trying to do a lot to bring civility to the process, bipartisanship as well.
Transportation Secretary Norman Mineta.